This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu dua. Allahumma in ya'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa dua'in la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. I sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us the little that we have given so far for Ramadan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the energy, the resolve, the himmah, the desire to improve and to do better and to obey him in every step, in every breath we have in this blessed month. I honestly don't know where to start, but let's start where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start, by the name of the surah or the chapter. And this is in general for all of us to learn as we are living Ramadan and living the Quran throughout Ramadan. The name of a chapter, a name of a chapter in the Quran is not named for no real reason. And subhanAllah, and there's many examples, but let's focus on Surah Yusuf today. So when we the name of Yusuf, Sayyidina Yusuf, come to my mind, which basically the chapter, what comes to my mind? And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to remind me? And that's usually the message of the surah. Every surah in the Quran, every chapter in the Quran has a message. There is a message. Allah wants me to learn something in general. And then he takes me through it as he takes me through word by word, verse by verse, page by page, chapter by chapter. So Surah Yusuf, the first thing when I am opening the chapter and I have the Quran in front of me and I read Surah Yusuf, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf come to my mind. And what is the highlight of the story of Sayyidina Yusuf? It's test, it's trials, it's tribulations. It's things that, please forgive me, and Allah forgive me, but I just want to make it easy for everybody. Externally is unfair. What did he do? Why did he deserve this? And then Allah, as he takes me through this, one by one, test by test, and I'm going to take you through it. Every test comes with it victory, immediately or later on. But the test is real test. And then at the end, and this is something we will learn again as we go throughout the Quran, the message of the surah is usually summarized at the end of the chapter. This is in general, in almost every chapter in the Quran. And I'll give you an example, and you probably have done already, Surah Al-Baqarah. The final message of Surah Al-Baqarah at the end is the last verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, the dua that we all make, the supplication. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربي. What Allah wants from you and me after reading all Surah Al-Baqarah, all the chapter, it's 2.5 juz with all the do's and don'ts and the hukum or the obligation of fasting, the obligation of hajj, the obligation of salah, the details of marriage, divorce, menstruation, the story of Sayyidina Musa in detail, all this long at the end. سمعنا وأطعنا. We listen and we obey. One. Two. We are human. We'll make mistakes. لا تؤاخذنا. Please, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't take us accountable. لا تؤاخذنا is like, and please forgive us. Right? And لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah will not burden any soul but what it can take. So Surah Al-Baqarah. Now let's come to Surah Yusuf. So the story of Sayyidina Yusuf, as I said, and then the end. The story is all the chapter, which is basically from the middle of chapter 12, or part 12. The Quran, as most of you know, is divided into 30 parts. And that's why every day in Ramadan, the sunnah is to review one part of the Quran. Surah Yusuf is in the middle of chapter 12, and then goes on in chapter 13. and ends in the middle of chapter 13. And then comes Surah Al-Ra'd, the thunder, and then Surah Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ibrahim. It was revealed in Mecca. This is the first thing everybody needs to gradually learn, that where was this surah revealed? Because where it was revealed, it is related to the circumstances in that time. And that teaches me when I go through something similar to that or to those circumstances, I need to go back to that chapter. So where was Surah Yusuf revealed? Was revealed in Mecca. And when? In the beginning, in the middle, at the end, just before the migration, toward the end. After the year that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to test the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam by taking away from him the most two important support for him, his uncle and Sayyidah Khadija, his wife. Or the year that's called Amul Huzn, the year of pain or sorrow. So here you go, the lower part or the lower bottom, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is absolutely being prosecuted, being attacked, the his followers being prosecuted. And then he had the support in Mecca by these two, and Allah decided these two will leave him. Now he's alone. And with all these huge tests, not yet going to Medina, not yet the order to go to Medina, the surah was revealed. The surah was revealed. And it's actually in the Quran, it was absolutely revealed after Surah Hud, the chapter before it and the chapter before it. Like if you go through the Quran chronologically, you're going to see Surah Yunus, Jonah, then Surah Hud, Sayyidina Hud, then Sayyidina Yusuf. Three prophets, one after the other. And remember, the Quran is revealed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Each one was tested. Each one, Sayyidina Yunus, Sayyidina Hud, but then Sayyidina Yusuf, the whole chapter is about him. Versus the one before that, many prophets were revealed, their stories. So it was revealed in Mecca to give solace to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to tell him, Inna ma'al usri yusra, with every hardship comes ease. Together. Memorize this. This is how I'm going to live it. The reason we learn the Quran and we recite and we review and we understand is to live it. Surah Yusuf teaches me, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to teach him, Inna ma'al usri yusra, with every hardship comes ease. With every hardship comes ease. Together is not the hardship first. They are together. But I sometimes only see the hardship, which we see it in clearly in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. And then the ease comes in. It sometimes takes time, sometimes immediately. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a solace. The whole story is a solace to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And we're going to come to the end and I will show you the last couple of verses in the chapter, the solace to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't worry, victory is coming. Don't despair. Allah is always there. Memorize this, my dear brothers and sisters. Don't despair. Inna ma'al usri yusra. With every hardship comes ease together. So it was revealed in Mecca. With every hardship comes ease. It was revealed as a solace to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The name Yusuf should teach me and you, Muslims, that everyone will be tested. That's another lesson from Surah Yusuf. Everyone, regardless who you are, regardless how pious you are. In fact, the more pious I am and I'm closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the test is harder and it's tougher. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ ابْتِلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, as Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught me and you. The most tested people are actually the prophets. Then الصديقين, then those who are very pious and those who are very truthful and believers. Truthful believers. So the second lesson in Surah Yusuf, whenever I get tested, you get tested, immediate answer, I am not better than Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was tested. Remember Surah Yusuf, he was tested. And the test in Surah Yusuf, again in general, is not only Sayyidina Yusuf himself, It's actually every player in the whole story has been tested. How is that? Let's look at the players of the stories of Sayyidina Yusuf. Who are they? Who were in the story? So let's get a general idea. The story include Sayyidina Yusuf himself, his father, his younger brother, and his other brothers, the 10 brothers, younger brother number 11, and Sayyidina Yusuf. So we have the father, Sayyidina Yaqub. We have the brothers. Then we have the wife of Al-Aziz, the wife of the leader. She was tested. Then we get into Sayyidina Yusuf again when he gets into the jail. And the two people with him, no names, they were with him. They got tested. Then we get the king. He got tested. Then Sayyidina Yusuf became, Allah gave him dunya. He was tested. Because the test, my dear brothers and sisters, is not only when things doesn't, I don't like, comes to my life. Tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when things goes my way and when things doesn't go my way. And Allah said this in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We will test you. Shar, adversary, things I don't like. وَالْخَيْرِ, good, prosperity, everything I want. Fitna, test. We will test you. Two names for test. نَبْلُوكُمْ, we will test you. When things goes the easy way, my way, and things when doesn't go my way, fitna, as a trial, and you will return to us. So here you go. Sayyidina Yusuf became the Aziz, the leader, the leader. He got tested because Allah gave him everything. Then the biggest test for Sayyidina Yusuf when he had the power is when the people who hurted him came to him and he had the power. What a test now. So this is the general. So his father got tested. The brothers got tested. He, Sayyidina Yusuf, got tested with adversity, with a lot of suffering, and with ease. And the wife of Al-Aziz, and the two people in the jail. So let's take the story one by one. And I'm not going to go every verse, basically because of the time, but I'm going to pick some of the verses that's the highlight of each story. So the surah starts by Alif Lam Ra, the letters that we all, inshallah, by this time, you have went through a couple of the surahs, which it has, like Al-Baqarah, Ali Imran, Al-A'raf, you had Hud, you had Yunus, that has these, they call it the separated letter, Al-Muqatta, Alif, one, Lam, two, Ra. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the meaning. There is many commentary about it, but these we will stay with, we don't know the meaning of it. First, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. The talk is about the Quran. Kitab al-mubin, clear book. These are the verses. So this is the introduction. So Allah is telling me everything in this book, in this chapter, but in this book, mubin, clear and clarifying. Every doubt I have, every confusion I have, everything, I don't know what I need to do. The answer is in the Kitab al-Mubin, one of the names of the Quran. In the Quran, al-Kitab, the book, al-Mubin, the clear, the clarifying. Inna anzalnahu, we have sent it down, Quranan Arabiyan, la'allakum ta'aqilun. It is a Quran, Arabic language, so you may comprehend. Second message. The Quran is clear, has the answers for everything I want, and the verses is for us to comprehend, to reflect, to learn. First part of the story, a dream. A dream. There is two main players, not human beings, two main players in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. Dreams and shirt. One shirt. Dreams and shirt. So remember this, we'll come to it. Sayyidina Yusuf, young. They said he was about 7, 8, young man. Young boy, actually. told his father a dream, which you إني رأيت 11 كوكبا. I've seen 11 stars. والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. And I saw the sun and I saw the moon. Every, all of them prostrating to me. His father is a Nabi. Sayyidina Yaqub, he's a prophet. And the prophets knows. And the dream of the prophets is real. Actually, it's one of the signs, the earliest signs of prophethood is dreams become true, as Rasul ﷺ taught us. The father is a Nabi. This is a young boy. He knew what this means. And that's why he told him, don't say this. Don't tell anybody. They will plot against you. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Don't. They will plot against you. What does that teach me? When I have, or I will have, a good, something good is going to happen to me, we don't have to publicize it, especially these days. I always say this to everyone. Don't put everything you have on social media. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. This is his brothers. فَيَكِيدُوا لَكَ كَيْدًا. They will plot against you. Jealousy is real feeling. We have it. We all have it. Human beings have it. The sons of Sayyidina Adam had it. Don't. As Rasul ﷺ taught us, استعينوا على قضاء حوائجكم بالكتمان. Help yourself to take care of your affairs with secrecy. Don't publicize it. Don't tell everybody. Unless there is a service, unless you are calling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless you are guiding someone, but just to show I ate this, or this is my iftar, or this is my new home, or all these pictures, or my children, don't do that. So the first step, advice from the father. And the father immediately know knew the meaning of the dream. You will be a prophet, and that's that. That's what he was telling his son. This is Allah is going to choose you as he chose your forefathers. Then come in the children, the brothers. There was jealousy. And the jealousy, Sayyidina Yaqub loved Sayyidina Yusuf. And he could not hide his feelings. Another lesson for all of us. Everything in the Quran is a lesson for us. Feelings, we cannot control it. But acting and showing the feelings, we can. And as Rasul ﷺ also taught us, when he loved Sayyidina Aisha more than the others, he said it to Allah, Allahumma hadha qasami fima amluk, fala tu'akhudni bima la amluk. Ya Allah, this is what I can control, meaning being fair with everyone, all the wives that he married. But the real feeling inside, لا تؤخذني بما لا أملك. Feelings, we have no control. Feelings, we have no control. So lesson for us. Don't discriminate between your children. Even if one is really more pleasing, more smart, obey you. Don't externally, because it creates hatred. So this happened. And the brothers came together. And we are on the first page yet. And then they start plotting. Their first idea, قَتُلُوا يُوسُف, kill him. Kill him. Imagine the hatred. That's a lesson for me and you. People can hate. And hate can lead to crimes. This is in the Quran. This is a prophethood play home. Imagine ordinary homes. Then one of the brothers, who also was one of the players, no names, by the way, no names. Right? He said, don't do it. Don't do it. Just throw him in the well. 7 to 8-year-old boy. And they did. They did. They took him. And Allah told Sayyidina Yusuf, you will tell them what they did to you. You will tell them what they did to you. Have yaqeen in Allah. That's one of the main messages of Yusuf, Sayyidina Yusuf, the story. Have certainty with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree and what he says. He told Sayyidina Yusuf in the well, you will tell them what they did to you. Imagine this. So he stayed, and scholars differ how long, 40 days, longer, but he stayed alone, 8-9-year-old boy, in a well, dark, full of snakes and animal and scary animals. SubhanAllah. What did he do? This also reminds me and you, sometimes we didn't do anything, but that's the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did he do? Nothing. His father loved him. Where was his fault? And he was very beautiful. What was his fault? The qadr of Allah, I have to accept it. And I always have the belief that there is goodness in it. Coming, they picked him up. They picked him up and they sold him. He was sold as a slave. Subhanallah, from the son of a prophet, the most beloved son to his father, to a slave in the house of the governor. And Allah in here says, and this is in verse 21, I will give you the verses that please pay attention, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave solace to Sayyidina Yusuf. And he says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. This is how we gave Yusuf a place to live with power. Makkanna, meaning we gave him all the facility, all the means that he will have power later on. And we will teach him. And then this is the word. I want everyone to look at this word. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Wallahu ghalibun ala amri. Allah has all the power above every matter. Surah Yusuf was revealed in Mecca. It has the same Meccan theme. It teaches me my belief, strengthen my belief, strengthen my relationship with Allah. Ghalibun ala amri. Always have this. Don't ever doubt or be shaky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matter will always succeed, prevail. Ghalibun ala amri. And then he said, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Most people don't know. How true is this? When I get sick, I say, why? I don't say there's a hikmah and there is something he will show me. I just need to be patient. No. أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. He was taken, grew up in that house. Now, from the test, from the well to the palace. Wow. This is life. This is life. Life is up and down. He was down in the well, now up in the palace. Lived prosperity. They took excellent care of him. They treat him like a child. Like their own child. Now he grew up. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Sayyidina Yusuf, 99% of the beauty that Allah created on this earth, gave it to Sayyidina Yusuf. And 1% is the rest. Subhanallah. Now, top, the test came in. She fell in love with him. Now you're a young man. This is a woman of power and a woman of beauty asking him. That's when Allah's belief comes. Ma'ad Allah. Ah, I seek refuge in Allah. What does that teach me? When I am weak, when I am about to disobey Allah, when I am finding it very difficult to stay away from haram, it's very common these days. Ma'ad Allah, go back to Allah. Seek refuge in him. Hold to his robe. And Allah protected him. The shirt story comes in now. Remember the two players. The shirt and the dream. The dream in the beginning. Now the shirt. He ran. She held him from the back. And that's usual. So he was moving forward. She was pulling him. The shirt got torn from the back. Then came in. The witness. If his shirt was torn from the back, he's innocent. He's innocent. Everybody's talking about it. The wife of Al-Aziz brought the ladies. She became the talk of the town. She brought the ladies, gave them knife. And Allah is showing us how beautiful he is in this metaphor. She invited them. They sat. She gave each, sat on couches. She gave each one of them knife. And he said, أخرج عليهن. He came in. They looked at him. وقطعنا أيديهن. They were looking at him. You know, when you look at something, says, no way, this is so beautiful. That's how they are. And they were cutting their hands. What beauty they saw. وقطعنا أيديهن وقلنا حاشا لله. Allah is exalted. This is not a human being. This is an angel. ملكون كريم. This is an angel. What a beauty. Beauty is a ni'mah. Beauty is a blessing. We all want to be beautiful, but he was tested because of it. Remember what I said in the beginning? Everything Allah gave him, with it came the test. And every difficulty brought him came the freedom. Now he's beautiful, paid the price. Second time. First time his father loved him, paid the price, he's in the well. Second time, he's beautiful, the wife of the Aziz. And now he is in the jail. In the jail. How long? Bid'a sinin. Allah knows. Bid'a sinin, 9 more. And big lesson for you and me here. It's a Mecca surah. Surah talk about my relationship and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaches me. So he's in the prison, right? For no reason. Didn't do anything. Beautiful. He's very handsome. And declined what? Disobedience to Allah. He declined to disobey Allah. He's in the jail. His main priority, his main focus, call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did we know that? The two men came in the second players, the dream. Two dreams. One saw himself that he is carrying bread on his head and the birds are eating from it. And the second one saw that he is serving wine. Dream. He interpreted the dream. So dreams. Because he interpreted the dream correctly, he was out of the jail. How is that? One of them, he told them, you will be dead. You will be actually, you will be dead. The second one, you will be freed and you will have a status with the king. But before he interpreted the dream, he called them to Allah. Ya sahibay sijni. أرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار أم الله الواحد القهار. Oh my prison companion, many people, أرباب متفرقون, many is better than many, meaning many idols. Are they better than Allah, the one, الواحد, the only, القهار? What is he doing here? He's in the prison, focused on his disaster, depressed. What's going to happen to me? What did I do? No. Focus on Allah. Focus on calling for Allah in every opportunity, in every step. Lesson to you and me. This is Ramadan. Where is my calling to Allah? Where is my calling to myself, to Allah? Where is my calling to the people around me? In my actions. See, it's an opportunity came to him to interpret a dream, but he used it to call for Allah. And then one of them left, was freed. He asked him, go and talk to the ruler, to the governor, so he will let me free. No, Allah did not decide this yet. He wanted him to stay more. Bottom. Where is the goodness here, Ya Allah? What did I do? Right? Then Allah, musabbibul asbab. Allah is the one who brings causes and means to bring a result. He made the king see a dream, another dream. The players in Surah Yusuf, main players, not human beings, non-human being, a dream and a shirt. Dreams. So the dream of Sayyidina Yusuf won, the dreams of the two people in the prison, and now the dream of the king, where he saw Sab'a baqaratin siman, he saw 7 very well healthy cows being eaten by 7 very sick and weak and thin, and sab'a sumbulat, and 7, the number 7, and 7 like corpse being eaten by 7 dry corpse. Nabi'uni, tell me, what is this? What I'm seeing? There is something in this dream. Tell me. The one who left from the prison, who Sayyidina Yusuf interpret his dream, told them, أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. I know someone who is going to interpret this dream. Just let me go and call him. يُوسُفُ أَيُّهَا الصَّدِّيقَ. Repeatedly Allah calls Sayyidina Yusuf in this surah, Yusuf by his name, أَيُّهَا الصَّدِّيقَ, the truthful. question to you and me, am I truthful? Will Allah call me by my name As-Siddiq? What does As-Siddiq mean? The one who believed and was truthful in his belief. He believed in Allah and he was truthful in his belief in every step, in every breath, in every circumstances. Am I believe in Allah? Yes. Do I translate this belief in every step of my life to actions? In every, I grasp and take advantage of every opportunity to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how truthful I am with him. Truthful is not only with the words. Truthful is in my actions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Yusuf, ayyuha as-siddiq, aftina. Come on, tell us the interpretation. What is happening? What is these seven cows? And what is these seven corpses? He explained it. He said, there will be coming 7 years. That's the 7 years you will have a lot of prosperity. And then followed by 7 years. And then he gave them not only the interpretation of the dream, but he gave them the solution. That's why he was. See the reason? Because of the solution he gave, he now became one of the head in that country. What the solution? The dream states seven very healthy, thick cows being eaten by seven very thin, sick, frail cows. So he said, oh, you will get 7 years of prosperity, but then followed by 7 years of famine, they will eat everything that you have already produced. Illa ma ta'kulun, except what you eat. So what he was telling them, save. When you have prosperity, save. Don't use it all. Don't waste. Keep, use what you need to eat, but keep the rest for the next 7 years. He gave them a solution. Economic solution. That's why the king chose him. And then he gave them a glad tiding because he's a prophet. And then a year is going to come. After these 7 years of prosperity, 7 years of difficulty, 1 year is going to come where you will have plenty. Then the king, oh, I need to meet this man. So he sent him a messenger, another lesson coming. And he said, the king wants you. He wants to set you free. He declined because he wants to be proven he's innocent. Not because the king did him a favor, let's go out. No, he wants to defend himself. He said, go back and ask the woman who cut their hands. Why did they cut their hands? What did the wife of the king told them? And she said, الآن حصحص الحق. Now truthfulness became clear. I tried to lure him, but he declined. This is actually the end of chapter 12. And then chapter 13 of the Quran starts by وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. And I do not exalt myself. And the scholar said, who's saying this? This is actually verse 53 in page 242 in the one I have, in the Quran I have. But the verse is 53. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I do not exalt myself. And scholar says, this is the wife of the king saying this, meaning I made a mistake and I announce it and he's free and I am not exalting myself from shortcomings. And some scholar said that's Sayyidina Yusuf who said it out of his humbleness, that I may have done a mistake. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. Another lesson we learn, don't exalt yourself. Don't praise yourself. Don't you say nobody like me. Don't say I don't do that. Don't look down at people when they make a mistake and they fail because I haven't done it. مَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. We all are human beings. We all make mistakes. May Allah forgive us all. Now come in. He's now not only he's a free man, but he's free, innocent man. Defend your innocence. And Allah will defend you when you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you defend Allah, when you put Allah as your priority in your life, like he did in the prison, Allah will defend you. Allah will create opportunities for you to be defended. And now the king says, إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. From the prison, the bottom, now he is back, not only in the king's palace and in the prosperity, life of prosperity, rather life of power. Now, not only money, not only wealth, but now wealth and power and freedom. After 7 years or more in a prison for no guilt. Inna ma'a al-usri yusra. Remember, ma'a al-usri yusra. And he asked, and the scholars have commented on this, when you are good in something, you know you are good. You're not exalting yourself and praising yourself. You know you have this talent. Use it to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'alni ala khaza'in al-ard. Make me take care of the treasures of earth, because he is good in economy. He gave them the solution how to deal with famine and when you have a lot. Now he is superpower. Now everything is under his feet. Right? Now Allah says the same. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفْ. This is how we gave Yusuf power and gave him tamkeen, power and ability. It's not him. He didn't say, and Allah did not say to teach us that, oh, because Sayyidina Yusuf was innocent and he was a good man and he had a lot of ability, then he became this way. No. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفْ. Allah is the one who gives. Allah is the one who gives power, who gives wealth, who gives freedom. Lesson to you and me. It's a Makki surah. I can't change anything. And COVID taught us this firsthand. We couldn't change anything. Allah changed it. Allah brought it. Allah allowed the vaccine to work. Allah allowed us, opened our hearts to take the vaccine. Allah made it easy for us to practice social distance and to wear the mask that we are still wearing and cut off a lot of what we are used to have. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفْ. Allah is the one and only in control of everything. But what do I need? I need to have this faith in Allah and serve him. So he will give me this tamkeen. He gives me this power. And the power doesn't necessarily mean external power. You know what is the biggest power? The biggest power is when internally I'm strong. When internally I'm under control. When internally I'm connected with the power, with the source of power, regardless of my external. Sayyidina Yusuf, in the prison, Allah makkan, Allah gave him the ability to take it, to live it, to stay focused, and to think properly, and to ask for his freedom. But before his freedom, he asked for him to be innocent. مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ نُصِيبُ بِرَحْمَتِنَا مَنْ نَشَاءُ. We give our rahmah. Here rahmah is loving and mercy and prosperity and power, all of it. Let statement. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَلَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Ayah 56. How do I live Surah Yusuf? Be a muhsin. Be a person who lives with the others with excellence. Excellence means what? Meaning generous, forgiving, helpful, easygoing, muhsin. People love to be around you, not because you have power or money, but because you are a good human being. And Allah here is putting also a foundation for you and me. لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Don't you ever think when you do good to people and people did not respond well, this will go vain. No, it will never go vain with Allah. لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And then he reminds me, in case I don't see it in this life, وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And the reward of the hereafter is way better than even what is in this life. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe and have Allah, taqwa, Allah conscious. In the middle of this chapter, in the middle of the story, this is in the middle of the story, right? Now, out of the prison, he is the treasurer. He has all the treasures of earth under his control. What does Allah say? We gave him this power because he was excellent in character and his relationship with Allah, and in the hereafter is even better. Then the brothers came in. See how Allah creates reasons, how Allah creates circumstances. We just have to reflect and learn. Circumstances. No one comes in your life just because it's a coincidence. Or not. No one leave your life just because it's a coincidence. It's all Allah plan to teach me and you individually. But the lucky one, the happy one, the smart one is the one who learn. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now created the circumstances to give Sayyidina Yusuf the real victory at the end. So he brought his brothers. He's the treasurer. They trade. They brought their merchandise, what they want to sell, right? They entered. فَعَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. He knew them. Allah taught him. And they didn't know him, right? And then the story goes in. They brought their فَلَمَّا جَهَزَهُمْ بِجَهَزَهُمْ. They want to buy from them. When he gave them what they need, right? Trade. He said, I am not going to give you anything anymore. You have a brother? You bring the brother to me. And he put back their merchandise, what they brought to sell, he put it back and let them go. They said to them, they said, okay, we'll go and talk to our father and see if he will bring our brother with us. Went back. Now, up till now, Sayyidina Yaqub is not in this story. Now Sayyidina Yaqub comes back. It's a story, literally. It's like you're reading a beautiful story. By the way, Ahsanul Qasas. That's how Allah described it. The best story. And scholars teaches us out of etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You never say, I read the best story you will ever read, unless it is Surah Yusuf. Everything else is not the best. Everything else could be good, but not, and could be good and very good, but not the best. The best is only say the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. They went back to his father, their father, dad. Muni'a minna al-kayl. They declined to trade with us. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا أَخَانَا نَكْتَلْ. Send our brother. That's what they want. So they can have trade with us. So they have business with us. That's how they live. They sell and buy. And he said, I'm not going to do this with you. Sayyidina Yusuf, the treasurer, power. He said, I'm not doing this unless you bring your brother. And they said to his father, We will need to take our brother with us. They declined. And the father said, okay. First he said, will I trust you like I trusted you with Yusuf? He loved Yusuf. He loved Sayyidina Yusuf. He kept remembering him. Now look at the test of Sayyidina Yusuf. He already lost a child. Already. But there's no talk about the loss yet. And they said, and he said, Sayyidina Yaqub, Sayyidina Yusuf, father, will I trust you again? And they said, we need to make this trade. And our people need this. He said, okay, we'll write a contract. And then he gave them an advice. Same advice that he gave to Sayyidina Yusuf in the beginning of a story. Jealousy is real. That's what the story of Sayyidina Yusuf also teaches us, as I said earlier. He now told them, they are all their 11 brothers, power. Don't enter all of you at once. People will look at you and says, wow. Rather, each one of you enter from a different door. What an advice. What does that teach me? Again, don't show everything you have. And talk about your children and talk about your wealth and show your home, because jealousy is real. And Allah is saying to us, right? Makana yughni. They followed, they obeyed their father. But this did not protect them unless Allah allows it. Unless Allah allows it. Every step in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf remind me of Allah. And Allah remind us of him. He is in control. He has the power. No one will enter. Nobody will be protected unless Allah protect him or her. What do I need to do? supplicate to Allah. Ya Allah, protect me. Allahumma ihfazni bima tahfaz bihi ibadaka as-salihin. Ya Allah, protect me as you protect your righteous people. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Now they entered on Sayyidina Yusuf. All of them now, the 11 of them. And he is the treasurer. Awa ilayhi akha. Awa ilayhi akha. His younger brother came to him. He whispered, Ana akhuka, inni ana akhuka. I am your brother. Fala tabtas. Don't be sad. Bima kanu yafalu. So he grabbed his younger brother next to him, whispered to him, don't worry, I'm Yusuf. I'm your brother. Look, feel it. Literally, when you read Surah Yusuf, you have to feel it. You have to try as much as you can to imagine the scenario. And then they fulfilled the promise. They brought the younger brother. Now we have to have a way that he will bring his father. He wants his father now back with them. He wants all his family. And Allah musabbibul asbab. Again, Allah creates circumstances. And he taught Sayyidina Yusuf, what circumstances you need to do? Jahazahum bi jahazim. Now he gave them what they need. And then he put the ring of the king in it. With their merchandise. And then one of the guards, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِيرُ إِنَّكُمْ لَسَارِقُونَ. Hey, al-'ir, meaning, hey group, hey people, you've stolen something. قَالُوا لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا جِئْنَا لِنُفْسِدَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا كُنَّا سَارِقِينَ. They said, we didn't come to steal. We didn't come to steal. And we didn't come to spread mischief. This is verse 73. And then he starts, and he puts the ring in his brother's younger brother camel, or in younger brother bag, if you want to use the word, right? جعل السقاية في رحل أخي, in the mount of his brother. Everyone has a mount, and he put the ring in the mount of his younger brother. He wants the younger brother to stay because he wants his father to stay. See how Allah plans. This is another message to me. Allah planned it in a way very different than you and I plans it. So he put it there. And they said, we did not come to steal. He said, okay, we're going to be looking. What do you recommend if we find it in one of your mount? They said, whoever you found in his mount, he will get punished. مَا وُجِدَ فِي رَحْلِ فَهُوَ جَزَاؤُهُ. Whomsoever you found in his mount, punish them the way it deserves. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. All the wrongdoers needs to be punished. And he started one by one. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. He picked it out of his younger brother. Now look at the brothers here. Look at the brothers here. This is years after. They throw him in the well. They did not know where is he. They don't even know if he's alive or dead. But the hatred and the jealousy is in their hearts. And this is the قالوا, verse 77. قالوا, إِن يَسْرِقَ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. They said, oh, if he stole, well, his older brother did it before. They're talking about Sayyidina Yusuf. And Sayyidina Yusuf standing right there. And he is in power. He's a treasurer. What did he do? فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Didn't say anything. Stayed quiet. In him, inside him said, أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانَا. He said in himself, you are way worse. Way worse. What do I learn? Somebody with me. Right? And they are attacking me. They're hurting me. I need to remember what the Sayyidina Yusuf did with his brothers. You're going to tell me Sayyidina Yusuf is a prophet? This is very difficult. I'm going to say it's true. But I can learn. I can train myself. Maybe not the first time I'll act like Sayyidina Yusuf did. But I'll train myself to do it. He didn't say anything. They begged him, please. He has an old father. And we cannot keep the brother. And he said, Ma'adallah, I can't do this. I said, I'll take the one that I found the ring in him. in his mount. They went back to their father. Now Sayyidina Yusuf become Sayyidina Yaqub, Sayyidina Yusuf's father, become way clearer in the picture now, back in the story. This is in page 245, if you follow Mus'haf al-Madina, and the verses from like 79 to about 85, or actually to 86. Went back, no younger brother, Benjamin. And he said, سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. No, this is not true what you are telling me. Again, you plotted. And what did he say? فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Is one of the highlight statement of Surah Yusuf. Saburun Jamil, beautiful patient. What does that mean? What does a beautiful patient mean? Meaning, I accept, I don't say anything that is disobedient to Allah. I know internally it is khair in me, but I can't show feelings. Why I'm saying this? Because tawalla anhum Sayyidina Yaqub, he's a prophet. He turned away from them, start crying till he became blind, min al huzn, out of sorrow and sadness. So showing feelings is fine. It's actually natural. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. But with showing the feelings because of loss, now he lost his two children. I don't say but what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know there is in it is khayr. Because what did he say? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَدْتِي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I confess to Allah. I talk to him and I say what I am feeling. And I know, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I know about Allah what you don't know. What does that mean? I know there is khayr in this. All this test, all this suffering, there's khair in it. And I know he will not let me down. Go again and beg him. Let him send your brother. They went. Now the moment they entered. And he is the treasurer, Sayyidina Yusuf. قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزِ مَسَّنَا الضُّرِّ. Oh, you leader, we have been afflicted. And we came in with nothing. They're begging him. Look how Allah gives victory. Just be patient and have faith. What did they do to him in the well? Life goes on. And now he is the leader. And they are begging him. What did he say? قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفِ. Do you remember what he did with Yusuf? That's it. هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ. Did you know? Do you remember? أَإِنَّكَ لَيُوسُفُ. Wow, you are Yusuf? قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. You are Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ. Now, the following three verses will teach you who is Sayyidina Yusuf. Who is Sayyidina Yusuf? قَالُوا أَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ لَيُوسُفُ. This is verse 90. You are Yusuf? قَالَ أَنَا يُوسُفُ. Yes, I am Yusuf. وَهَذَا أَخِي. This is my brother. Now look, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has favored us. He didn't say anything about himself. Me, or I was tested, or I was patient, or I was smart, or I went through a lot of difficulty, and then see what I reached, what I achieved. None of that. مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has favored us. And then he talks to them, again calling for Allah, again da'wah, again teaching them. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرُ. You have taqwa of Allah and be patient. Two ingredients of recipe of victory. Taqwa of Allah, Allah conscious, and be patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never not reward those who live with excellence. They confessed. تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ آتَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. By Allah, Allah has favored you over us, and we were wrongdoers. The shirt comes back again. The two players, the dream, now the shirt. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا. Take my shirt. Throw it on my father's face. He's going to come back to see. He will be able to see again and bring them all back again. Sayyidina Yaqub felt it. He's a prophet. He felt it. It's coming. Came in. The shirt, جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ فَأَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ. The person who gave him the glad tiding has the shirt, throw it on his face, he starts seeing again. How? Allah's miracle. Allah is capable of doing everything and anything. And then the brothers, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Oh our father, ask Allah to forgive our sins. Now the moment where the first dream becomes real. How many years? How long? How many tests? How many trials? How many tribulation years? They said it's more than 40. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَى يُوسُفَ آوَى إِلَيْهِ أَبَوَيْهِ. When they entered on Yusuf, when entered to the presence of, in the presence of Yusuf, now he's the leader, who entered? His family, his parents, and his brothers. He brought his two parents next to him. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And they all prostrated to him. What a moment of triumph. What a moment of victory. How you and I will feel. Yes, finally, I did it. See, I told you, none of that. Hasha, Sayyidina Yusuf. What did he say? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Oh, daddy, this is the interpretation of my dream. مِنْ قَبْلِ that I saw. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّى. My Lord made it real. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. Look how he talked about Allah. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي. He did me a lot of favor. Ya Allah, slave in prison, in the well, or slave, or in the prison. أَحْسَنَ بِي. He treated me excellent, Allah. إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. He brought me out. He freed me out of the prison. He didn't say, I was in the prison. This is how you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The etiquette, the love with Allah. Everything come from Allah is good. أَحْسَنَ بِي. He treated me so well. He took me out of the prison and he brought you all together. He brought us all together. مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانِ. After Shaytan whispered and triggered between me and my brothers. Ya Allah. They throw him in the well as a boy to die in darkness. And he says, Shaytan whispered. Where are we from Sayyidina Yusuf? I will never forgive him. I will never forgive her. We don't know what they did to me. And then he turned to Allah. Allah, this is one of the most beautiful verses of Surah Yusuf. Rabbi, now he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave him victory. He brought his family back. He showed his brothers what they did. And more importantly, he cleared the hearts because he had nothing in his heart. All the hearts were cleared. His father was there, happy family at the end. After all these sufferings, he turns to Allah, Rabbi, my Lord. And there is no ya, for those of you who know Arabic, there is no ya, it's just ra'ba. It's very short. Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulk. Oh my Lord, you have, now he starts enumerating the favors of Allah. قَدْ أَتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. You gave me sovereignty. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And you taught me how to interpret the dreams. Now he looks at Allah and says, فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرُضِ. He calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاطِر, the one who cleaves the heavens and the earth. And he talks to Allah. That's when you have tawheed. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my ally. You are my protector. You are the one who gives me strength. You are the one who defend me. أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلمة. يا الله, take me back to you with full submission. وألحقني بالصالحين. And make me follow the righteous people. Make me follow the righteous people. As if he is not a righteous man. With all this humbleness. Real tawheed, real practicing the the act of worship of Tawheed, affirming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in action. In the middle of victory, in the top of the moment, he's thinking of his akhirah. Tawaffani muslima, ya Allah, make me live, make me die with full submission. And please make me follow the righteous people. In the moment of victory, let's look at you and me. When Allah gives me victory, give me power, when I pass this difficult exam, when I get the house I want, when I get the job I want, when I get the promotion, when people have hurted me, finally, Allah give me the power over them. How will I react? Will I even think of Allah? Will I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Ya Allah, you are my wali in this life and the hereafter. If not, if we are not there yet, we need to start the journey. This is Ramadan, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the month of dua, the month of supplication. Let's ask Allah to give us what He gave Sayyidina Yusuf. The clear, the beautiful heart, the forgiving heart. The heart that's connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that is focused only on one, and that's Him. The story end here, but the chapter didn't end yet. Because now comes to Ar-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Now remember, what did we say in the beginning? He was in the lowest point, alayhi salatu wasalam. He lost his two supporters, Sayyidah Khadija and Abu Talib. He's reminding him, Anta wali fi dunya wal akhirah. Telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course telling us by default, Allah is the one who protects us. Allah is the one who can give us. And Allah is the one who gives us victory. And he's telling him, Ma kunta ladayhim. You don't know any of this story. إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. You didn't know all the details of the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. We taught us. We taught you. Last page. Couple of facts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it at the end of the story. Why we are not Sayyidina Yusuf? Yes, we are not prophets. But why we don't even have 10% of what Sayyidina Yusuf yaqeen certainty has? Because he tell him. Tell us through Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Verse number 105, verse number 106. 105, 106. And he's telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, how many signs they, you and me, walk around in this earth. وَكَمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. How many signs in this earth and in the heavens they pass by and they rejected it. They turn their back against it. They don't see it. They don't pay attention. And then, so that's one fact. Second, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. The majority of them, they believe in Allah, yet they associate partners. True or false, these facts? How many times I learn, and I'll give you an example, very recent, from the change in the weather. Here we are in the States. Subhanallah, we're having so much daily change in the weather. Snow in spring, in April. That's a sign from Allah. What do I learn from it? Oh, so I can't believe it. Oh, anybody will say this. But the people who focused on Allah, connected with Allah, this is a sign. What does he teach me? Things change. He is the one in control. He is the one who changed. Nothing is impossible. If snow can come in April, Allah can change me. Allah can make me and bring me closer to him. Allah can change the people around me. Second fact. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. The majority of them believe in Allah, yet they associate with him. Partners. Now, you and me, alhamdulillah, we believe one God and we worship him. But how many small gods we have with him? Right? What does that mean? How many factors in my life are so important that I disobey Allah, my Lord, to get those or to enjoy those? My career, my beauty, my children, my wealth, my house, society, the people around me, status. I want to please. I want to have. And as in that process, I will disobey Allah, meaning I'm putting these as important, may Allah forgive me, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's shirk. Not the shirk of ibadah, not the shirk of worship, but that's shirk. I'm putting these things as important as Allah because I am disobeying him because I want that. And that's what Allah is saying. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ Most of them believe in Allah, yet they associate with him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam the ayah of solace that also should give me and you solace, what we learned from the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. When things get very bottom, lower, the lowest, victory comes in. The faraj comes in, the khayr comes in, the opening, the feelings, the good feelings comes in, because he said, Hatta idha istayasa ar-rusul. This is in verse 110, the verse before the last. Hatta idha istayasa ar-rusul. Till the moment comes in when the rusul, the prophets, despair. وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا, and they believed that no one will believe them. They've seen, nobody is believing them, nobody is following them. This is in Mecca. This is a Rasul alayhi salatu wasa. جاءهم نصرنا. Our victory comes to us. ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين. And we always can, and no one can avail or push our punishment when it comes to the wrongdoers. What is he telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Don't despair. When it gets to the lowest, stay asa. When all the prophets before you, here you go, Sayyidina Yaqub lost two of his children, but Allah brought them back. جاءهم نصرنا. Victory comes. What do I need? What do I need? Again, have faith in Allah. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Faith in Allah. Allah is capable. Allah is able. Allah can do and change everything. What he needs from me, I believe in him. I rely. Believe in him haqq. Haqqul iman. I believe him true. I believe in him truthfully. I rely on him truthfully. He will never let me down. He will never not protect me. As long as to deserve this, and even I can ask him for this, I have to give him his due right. And the first due right, ما حق الله على العباد. Sayyidina Mu'ad asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the right of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon people? He said, يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. They worship him and they do not associate anyone with him. That's what he wants from me. Last verse in Surah Yusuf, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their stories is admonition. لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, the people who think and learn, quote unquote, smart. ما كان حديثا يفترى. It's not just a talk, a vain talk. ولكن تصديق الذي بين يدي. This is, comes the stories to show that the Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام is truthful and to explain everything. لقوم يؤمنون, to those who believe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerely as a fasting person, Ya Rabbi innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna itiba'a. Wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. Ya Allah, make us of those who listen to the word of admonition and follow the best of it. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا. جزاكم الله خيرا.